Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for January 23rd, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. It's been 67 days since Apple announced it would push back the HomePod launch from December to sometime in early 2018. And today, Apple made a wave of news with plenty of HomePod release details. HomePod will be available to order this Friday, January 26th, and reach customers 2 weeks later on February 9th. HomePod will cost $349 in the US, which we knew, and internationally, HomePod will cost £319 in the UK and $499 in Australia. Apple says HomePod will launch next in France and Germany sometime this spring. That's the good news. The bad news, besides the fact that I have a cold this week, is that HomePod won't ship with every feature Apple demoed last summer. AirPlay 2 is still being polished, so HomePod won't feature multi-room playback or stereo support at launch. That means you won't be able to play Dr. Dre in the living room and bedroom simultaneously, and whole home audio was a major pitch of HomePod. You also won't be able to pair two HomePods together for dedicated left and right channel playback yet. Apple says these features will be added sometime this year. My guess is these features were the reason for delaying HomePod in the first place, and Apple thought they could have it finished sooner than what they now anticipate. If you only plan to buy one HomePod at launch, though, you won't notice multi-room playback or stereo support missing, however, so launching sooner than later is certainly the right move. You'll still be able to do classic AirPlay to HomePod when it launches next month, however. Peer-to-peer AirPlay will let you play Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, and most other audio sources from your iPhone or iPad to HomePod, but only one at a time. Apple also released new software updates for every platform with iOS and tvOS 11.2.5, watchOS 4.2.2, and macOS 10.13.3, which include bug fixes, security improvements, and an expanded Siri feature. Earlier this month, we discovered that Siri can play daily news podcasts when asked to tell me the news, and today we learned that this feature has been expanded to work with business, sports, and music categories as well. Asking for the news in general will typically deliver political news, but specifying business, sports, or music will source ESPN, CNBC, and Apple Music for specialized podcasts on those topics. And finally, KGI Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo published a new analyst report with new predictions on the rumored 6.1-inch entry-level flagship iPhone due later this year. According to KGI, the LCD iPhone will cost between $700 and $800 and only feature a single rear camera with no 3D touch. The mid to higher end flagship lineup is expected to include an updated 5.8-inch OLED model like the iPhone X and a larger 6.5-inch OLED model that will serve as a plus version of the X. The new cheaper mid-sized iPhone is still expected to drop the home button in favor of Face ID and an all-screen design, but the back casing is expected to be aluminum and not glass and steel like the iPhone X. 3D Touch is also an interesting exclusion, as no new iPhone, except for the cheaper iPhone SE, has shipped without the pressure-sensitive display technology since it was introduced with the iPhone 6S. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates Monday through Friday.